Episode 1416 is Your Own Thinking Making It Impossible.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. I hope that you are ready for a brand new week. This is the last week of November, and that means you have 1 month until 2019 rolls around. Today is Mindset Monday. It is time to get your focus on, is your own thinking making it impossible? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, you have a purpose. You have a vision to change the world you touch. But is your own thinking making it impossible? We get so wrapped up in our own thoughts. I know I do. I can sit here and, okay, now my mind, you know, it goes lots of different places very, very fast. But in general, if I keep it, let's say, surface oriented here, I can just kind of wander and I can be all awesome and everything's great. And the next minute I'm like, oh my gosh, the world is falling apart. When we get wrapped up in our own thoughts, we typically want to push through faster. And faster isn't always better. In fact, it can actually slow us down to the point of getting stuck. Stuck? Yuck. The excuses cover the path of where you want to go. So much for those rose petals. Stay stuck with your thoughts and make do. Woohoo! It's quite the beauty. Do you have a lot of rose petals covering your path? But those rose petals are really excuses that get in the way. Is your own thinking making it impossible? The stinking thinking. One way in with no way out. And then you keep doing it too. You know, the definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Is your own thinking making it impossible? Pretty much the answer is yes. Y-E-S, exclamation point. Well, since God gave me the vision of Create Your Now, my husband has been so, so supportive, and so have my children. And, you know, when you think about it, the older you get, the children really want your attention, and honestly, so does your husband. And when you are beginning to build a business from the ground zero, and you tell them, look, I've got this vision, God's put this on my heart, and they've seen every bit of steps that I've taken to do it, the training I've gone through, the certifications I've gone through, what I've done within my own life, within our own family. They've seen it all happen. And it's amazing how they're so, so, so supportive. Me, though, on the other hand, I just get in the way. And not because I'm not taking action. Oh, I'm taking action. Sometimes I take too much action. But it really falls where the thoughts are. It's the thoughts that make it impossible. 1 minute, I'm doing fine. The next, I'm second guessing myself. I listen to my mind and forget to listen to my heart. I confuse it all. Then I'm back on track with only a few days away from repeating the same game. Stinking thinking. Sign me up because I'm there, Charlie. You want to make a change, right? To make a difference. Well, it starts with making a choice to break the barrier. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Break the barrier. Romans 12:2 says this, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. We try to do it all on our own, and we are so good at failing at doing it on our own. We forget to connect the mind with the heart of what God wants for us, not what we want from God. Did you hear the difference? We have to change up our focus and we have to break the barrier. God can change your heart, but you must change your mind. This is where the pain of staying the same ignites the desired change. You don't want to stay where you are. You don't want to keep having these same thoughts go over and over and over and over and over and over and over in your head. That roller coaster ride gets, well, kind of boring after a while. Maybe at the start of things, well, yeah, it's kind of a thrill ride. But the more you do it, you're like, well, what am I getting out of this? What am I gaining? And you know the answer. You're gaining nothing because you're stuck. And stuck people, I believe we get stuck because we don't know what stuck is. We just keep doing the same things over and over again. And that means what? Habits are beginning to form greater. We feel very comfortable because we know what to expect. And our subconscious and ourselves, where we don't have to think about things, we like to run on automatic pilot. Put it on autopilot, right? Let's go. Let's ride it. We can't ride that course anymore. You have to break the barrier. You have the mind of Christ. So let's break the barrier on how you change your mind. Number one, evaluate. Evaluate why you do what you do. Why do you do the things that you do? Why do you get up in the morning and not drink a glass of water when you've been dehydrated for the last 6 to 8 to 9 hours, depending upon how many hours of sleep you had? You went the whole night without drinking anything. You're waking up dehydrated. So why do you not drink water when you first wake up? Your body needs it. Your cells need it. Your mind needs it. But nope, we're like, oh no, I don't need any water. I'm too good for that. I can go in, brush my teeth, rinse my mouth out, go to the bathroom, jump in the shower. All is good. You may not even have your first drink of water until 11 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe when you're sitting down with friends or colleagues for a quick work lunch, not taking a break. You're working all this time trying to do your stuff that you want to do, and you're dehydrated. Okay, that's just one little example. If you have children, we can think of 100 examples right now as of the things that you do, and you don't even think about why you do the things that you do. We've got to evaluate where we are and what we're doing and why we do them. Stop just going through the motions. I know, I've done it myself. There are times in the morning that I'm standing there making my children's lunches for school, and I'm sitting here going, why didn't I do this before? We eat a lot of eggs, believe it or not, in this family. And one thing I don't like to run out of is eggs, and especially hard-boiled eggs. Hard-boiled eggs in the morning are our quick grab to in this family. And there are times that I wake up and I'm like, oh, why didn't I throw that in the night before so it's already done and I don't have to stress about it in the morning? I do it to myself. Evaluate why you do what you do. Ask yourself, is there a way I can make this change? Or is it better that I keep doing what I'm doing? Sometimes it is better to do what you're doing because it makes perfect sense. Other times it's like, no, you're just doing it. Why? Because you haven't really thought about doing it differently. And the thought of doing it differently, well, if you haven't thought about doing it differently, that differently is never going to come up as being something to implement. So evaluate, evaluate, evaluate. It's time to break the barrier. Number two, discover a deeper motivation for what you do. You have a vision. You have a purpose. You have a calling on your life. And it's not about being a mom. I'm not saying that that's a bad calling. It is an incredible calling. It's not a bad calling. Let's make that make sense some more. Your calling, though, is not based on your responsibilities. Okay, as a mom, that is just an incredible heavenly blessing bestowed to you here on earth from God. And I don't consider that like a calling. Now, how you utilize what you learn by being a mom, that's a different story. But your calling is something that is specific to you, not involving your children, not involving your husband. It's your talents and your gifts, your blessing, what God has created you to do on purpose for a purpose. So you have to discover a deeper, greater motivation for what you do. These are your motives. You know, think of them as like your hidden secrets. They're not something always that you consciously think about when you're in motion. So why am I doing what I'm doing? What are my motives for what I've been doing? And what are my motives for what I need to be doing? Break the barrier. You see, when you break the barrier, what do? You make it easier for, number one, someone else to do it. And when you break the barrier, it also makes it easier for you to do what? To repeat it. Which means over time, it can become a wonderful tool called a habit. Discover a deeper motivation for what you do. Number three, create accountability for yourself. We like to think that we can do everything on our own. And for some things you can. Brushing your teeth, going to the bathroom. If you can do those things on your own, that's awesome. But there's something about having a team around you. And that team is a group of people, a network of people that supports you. You want to surround yourself with those people. You want to choose people who will come beside you, good or bad, when it comes to you changing your mind. Did you know most of us out there have this thing against making a change in our life? We don't want anything to do with it. We run away. Those are not the people that you want to be hanging out with, because you're going to have these crazy, wild ideas. But that's what everybody else thinks. To you, they're your calling. They're your vision. It's your purpose. It doesn't seem crazy and wild. In fact, it excites you. It wakes you up. It allows that blood to just start flowing from head to toe. And you're like, oh, I cannot wait to dive in. Not that you don't get flustered. Not that you don't get tired, because all of that comes. But there's something about that spark that once when you get into it, you're like, oh, I cannot be quiet about this. You have this energy, this zest for life, this vibrancy that wakes up your inner soul, igniting everything within you. Awaken the soul. God can change your heart, but you must change your mind. Create accountability for yourself. Now, I get that the thoughts in our heads like to play tricks on us. And I would like to say that all of us are incredible magicians, and we can do everything ourselves. But you cannot. I cannot. I used to live that Wonder Woman aspect. And not that my kids don't tell me that I'm Wonder Woman, or my husband doesn't mention every once in a while that, oh, sweetheart, you are such a superwoman. You just got it all together. I'm like, I still do not. But it's nice to be told that once in a while. But if you're really honest with yourself, you cannot do what you need to do by yourself. Jesus didn't. Jesus didn't walk on this earth and say, ha, I don't need anybody. Oh no. He what? He gathered his disciples. And then he called what? He called you and I up to be disciples too. You see, we're all on a team together. And it's finding that team that supports you. If you're like, okay, I thought I could be the magical magician when it came to my thoughts and I could take care of everything. And Christiane, I have been listening to you now for a couple of years and I still don't get it. I've tried, but I'm just not quite there yet. Today, I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Now, I understand your hesitancy because it's kind of scary doing something that you don't know, right? You listen to me and you're like, okay, I feel comfortable here. I agree with most of what she says and I try to implement things and they make a difference, but I'm just not seeing, I'm not getting to the level where I want to get to. It's time to create your now. Click on that link, take aim in the show notes. It's a complimentary, that means free, no charges whatsoever, a coaching call with me. Let's kick off the end of your year into fireworks. It's a celebration. The end of your year can be a celebration. You don't have to wait till the new year. So click on that link. I cannot wait to hear from you. Now, take a deep breath because you just came off of Thanksgiving holiday. And now you're in the season of what? Giving. This is the Christmas season, the season of Advent. And there's going to be so much going on. I already just glanced at my calendar today and I just thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to get through all of this? And then I thought about my children. That was just my calendar. Then I had to look at my five children. I hadn't even looked at my husband's calendar. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Lord. I'm like, Lord, you got to help me get through this. Because there is so much going on between now and January 1st. And I'm just like, Lord, I'm here, but I need you more than ever. I cannot do this by myself. God's here with you. He wants to be with you every single step that you take. You may be thinking that your thoughts are making it impossible, but nothing is impossible when it comes to God. Let Him drive your life. Let Him be at the helm. Let Him lead you. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You've got a long way to go. It's not going to feel like forever, though, when you're in step with God. Let God change your heart. You change your mind. Break the barrier. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.